Now that they were in sight of the stop dog, the humour of the situation hit Kruver and scared him.
You could be right there, old sport. I can get jolly warlike if any beast tries to put a spoon in my soup.
Ho, ho, ho! Bet you'd scrap with twice that number of lizards for a steaming bowl of skillion duff. Ha, ha, ha! That'd be the sight to see, mates!
They made it to the boat in safety. Sagax was loosing the head rope from its driftwood stump when Scarum called out.
Look there! The flipping lizards have stopped on the dunes! See! They're all standing there just watching us! Cheerio, you snot-nosed sand-slopers! You string-tailed, pop-eyed, spotty-skinned, flirty-clawed sand-swifflers!
Kruver winked mischievously at Sagax and nodded toward the stop-dog. Leaping aboard, he yelled out fearfully.
Look out! The lizards are coming this way fast!
The vessel sailed out from the shallows, with a panicked Skerum splashing madly after it.
Wait for me, you bounders! You wouldn't leave a chum behind to face those leaping lizards alone, would you? Rotters! Lend a paw or chuck me a flipping rope! Pull me aboard before they get their slimy claws on me! Cads!
They hauled the hare aboard, joshing him unmercifully.
Oh, dearie me, you got wet paws. Mind you don't catch a chill.
Ha ha ha! What about the sharks, mate? Didn't seem to be bothering you as much as your old lizard pals.
Evening shades lay gently over a calm sea. Sagax was making a pot of vegetable soup and warming barley scones against the fire pot. Skerum hovered close to the food until the badger chased him away.
I can't cook with you breathing down my neck. Go and help Kruver to open that bamboo thing. Be off with you!
The sea otter was still struggling to release the stopper from the bamboo cylinder when Skerum, looking back over his shoulder at the supper cooking, tripped. He fell, cracking his head against a bamboo tube. It split in two pieces lengthways.
Ouch! I say, that solved your jolly old problem. Hello? What's that?
Kruver unwrapped some greasy canvas from around the object that had been packed inside the cylinder.
A dagger! Just like that you got in your belt, matey. Look at the carving on it. Well, ain't that odd? Same marks as on your dagger and the stern of this vessel.
Sagax left off his cooking and hurried to join them.
I wonder what it's supposed to mean.
It meant little to Skerum, who pushed past Sagax and sat watching the soup bubbling.
Probably means this soup will be ruined if I don't tend to it. Good job that bamboo thingy wasn't as hard as my handsome head, what?
Kruver and Sagax ignored him. Mystified and puzzled, they both sat staring at the carving on the dagger handle.